Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000. I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single-tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
Let's dive into things that are new this month, and let's start with Disney Plus, WandaVision. Now, this is a Marvel superhero series. The wife's name is Wanda, and the husband's name is Vision. Now, Vision is an android, while Wanda has superpowers, and in the first two episodes, you may think, what is this? Is this a rerun of an old sitcom from the 60s? Because everything is in black and white, and there's also canned laughter. The visual effects are very dated too, like as if things are flying with the help of strings. But it's done on purpose to give it that old sitcom I Dream of Jeannie look. There are some even cheesy commercials in between the show. But there's more to these commercials, and I'll touch on that a little later. And trust me, things will change and there will not be any corny jokes for long either. But first, if you tried to watch this series and felt a little confused because you're a little unfamiliar with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, short form I'm going to say MCU, let me give you my 2 cents worth. Remember the Avengers Infinity War and Endgame where nearly all the superheroes came together and there was this big battle? And Vision, the android guy with a red face, had this amber stone ripped out of his forehead from Thanos? Well, the series WandaVision takes off after those events, or is it in an alternate time zone, since Vision was killed in the movie version? I guess all will be revealed at the end of the series. Because in this series, WandaVision, Wanda Maximoff, and Vision are now living in this fictional TV world. Or is it? It's a town called Westworld. And in this world, they are trying to conceal their powers from the whole neighborhood. But not all is what it seems. They are not the only ones that might have superpowers. Now, here's a spoiler alert without giving away too much. In the third episode, we see Wanda pregnant, and her pregnancy accelerates within the episode. One moment, she's in her early pregnancy, and a few minutes later in the same episode, her tummy is full-blown, and she's about to give birth. And she does. How she got pregnant may baffle you, as her husband, Vision, you know, the guy with the red face, is an android. Now, in the series, Vision wants to name the child William, if it's a boy, but Wanda doesn't like the name so much. She wants something all-American, like Tommy. Fortunately for them, they have twin sons, and they're able to use both names. And those names are major Marvel Comics Easter eggs. How these babies' names came about is slightly different from the comic books. Now, I had to do some research from my Marvel encyclopedia and found out that in the 1985 comic Vision and the Scarlet Witch Volume 2, Wanda channeled a whole lot of magic into herself to create life because she and her android husband Vision wanted a baby. By the end of that 12-issue limited series, Wanda had given birth to twin sons. Now, they named them Tommy after Dr. Phoenix Thomas Horton, the scientist who created Vision's android body back in World War II. And they named the other son, William, after Simon Williams, the Avenger whose brain patterns were used to bring Vision to life. Of course, since MCU's version of Vision was created by Ultron and Jarvis, WandaVision had to come up with different meanings behind the names. Thus, William after William Shakespeare, and Tommy just a common American name. But Billy, short for William, and Tommy are actually twins that have superpowers too. Now, there's a new episode that comes on every Friday on Disney+, and I'm loving it. And if you're just going to watch it, be patient because the series slowly transitions from black and white to some scenes having the color red. Like, for example, when the lady cuts her hand, everything's in black and white except for the blood. And you'd see red, like, for example, on a toaster oven light. And then slowly it turns into full color after the third episode. The cheesy commercials have references to Avengers as well. For example, there's a toaster commercial, and the presenter in this commercial says, "The all-new Toastmaster 2000 by Stark Industries." Stark Industries is owned by Tony Stark, who is Iron Man. This is just one of the many hidden messages in the commercials that you'll see in the TV series WandaVision, which is on Disney+. Now, there's a song by the Monkees that's featured in WandaVision, and it's from the 60s. It still sounds very good today. Here it is.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise. Wipe the sleep out of my eyes. We're shaving razors cold and it sings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You want of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
With Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
To get the movie as an official selection on the Toronto International Film Fest, which is the biggest film fest in the world, is very hard. Your film has to be super good to be selected. Now, there are many categories in the film fest, from full-length features to shorts to animation and documentaries. Now, filmmakers all over the world will try their best to get their movies into the festival, and when they do, before the movie is released to the world, they would put the TIFF logo on the poster. It's like an achievement, a printed trophy on the poster, so to speak. 76 Days has the TIFF logo on it. The film has 10 other FilmFest names attached to it as well. Now, I haven't had the chance to watch this documentary, but you can if you live in Singapore, as it's playing in theatres in Singapore. Just so you know, Movie Magic is streamed all over the world through our website, our app, and the podcast page. So if this documentary, 76 Days, is playing in a cinema near you, you might want to give it a shot if you can, and if you feel safe going to the cinemas. Now, I watched the trailer and some of the clips of the movie, as well as an interview of the director, and this is what I gathered. January 23rd, 2020, was the day when China officially lockdown Wuhan, and this documentary showcases the human side of how people in the wards of the hospital and in this city of 11 million face this unknown virus. It shows the panic, the sadness, the exhaustion, the loss of life, the hope, the encouragement. All these are filmed and captured. Now, according to the director, it was a challenge to make this film because of how sensitive this topic is. After all, he wouldn't want to ruffle the feathers of the Chinese government. So this documentary was made with utmost caution and care. And speaking about COVID-19, well, there's also a fictionalized movie about this pandemic, produced by Michael Bay in the theaters, but this time it's about COVID-23. Yes, the virus has mutated itself into a deadlier virus. I personally wouldn't want to watch this movie at all, and here's my reason. We are already living in a world that has seen enough of this bad news. It's all over, you know, on social media, the news, and so on. So why would I want to watch a movie that would make me feel even more miserable? I'd rather watch something that would make me feel good, like a comedy, a heist movie, an epic dragons and swords movie, a romantic movie, or even an animated movie. Now, even if you don't have the time, like most of us, because we're busy doing other stuff, it's good to escape watching a movie, even if it's just a short one. Now, if you want to have a good laugh, I recommend Death to 2020. It's a mockumentary, and I raved all about this on Movie Magic before. But let's say you want to watch something short, but still have a good laugh. The History of Swear Words, hosted by Nicolas Cage. And I can't help but keep looking at his hair. It looks like he has gone for a hair transplant. Now, he's got more hair than he had 10 years ago. Nevertheless, this series brings you through the origins of swear words. The first episode drew me in, as it was about the four-letter F word. I think that's the most used swear word in the world. Now, in this episode, it tells you that this word can be used not only as a curse word, but it can be referred to sex, rage, confusion, and so on. There are just 6 episodes in season 1, and each episode is just 20 minutes long. Now, I wonder if there was a history of Singapore swear words. I think we would have more than 6 episodes per season, as we have a lot of languages and dialects to choose from, and it would be hilarious.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
I like watching period dramas, and so when I watched the trailer for Bridgerton on Netflix, I was curious. The costumes are great. The set decorations are great too. The language is great as well. But something's not right, and I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it's not politically correct, or maybe the music just doesn't fit the series. Maybe some actors are a little melodramatic. I don't know what it is, but it just doesn't feel right. Now, some of my friends and film critics like the series. I, on the other hand, I'm struggling to get past episode 2. I can't help but feel it's Pride and Prejudice meets Gossip Girl. The series has sex, nudity, and gossip, but done tastefully, and you don't really see the nudity as a whole. But as for substance, well, I'm not sure. Maybe if I finish episode 2 and go on to the next episode, I might change how I feel about the series. And oh, the music is a little off. Actually, it's way off. It's a period drama, and yes, they do have a string quartet playing in a party or in the garden. But what they play is a cover version of today's music, like Maroon 5's Girls Like You. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love this song by Maroon 5, and I love this string quartet version of it. But it just doesn't fit well in this period drama, unless if it was a comedy like A Knight's Tale or Ella Enchanted. Well, then it's okay. But in this series, it just feels out of place. Now, there are some witty one-liners in the series, but it doesn't warrant modern music. Here, I'll play you that cover version of Maroon 5's Girls Like You, and right after I play you this, if you're a musician or know someone who is one, or maybe you're not and want some inspiration, then coming up, I'll tell you about a series that digs deep into the minds of musicians and where they get their inspiration to write music. That's up next.
Thank you.
That's Vitamin String Quartet's version of Maroon 5's Girls Like You. Great song, but it just doesn't suit the period TV series Bridgerton. Well, that's my opinion. Now, if you need inspiration or just curious about how musicians get inspired, then there's a series on Netflix titled Song Explorer: How Music Gets Made. It features musicians and singers like Dua Lipa, Nine Inch Nails, Alicia Keys, R.E.M. and so on. Each episode is less than half an hour long, but it's long enough for us to see what goes on in the minds of these talented artists. What triggers them to write their songs, lyrics, and the process of working with other people to bring that song floating in the universe down to earth and making it a reality for all of us to enjoy. Give it a try, because it might inspire you to be creative in some way. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic. And remember, you can always catch this show again or any of the past Movie Magic shows from our podcast page. In the meanwhile, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned for more programs here on Money FM 89.3.